This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm your host, Joni Abbott, filling in for Robert. I do homegrown health on Mondays and Wednesdays on naturalnewsradio.com. Welcome to the program. Big show today, Super Don. Big, big show. And I'm really excited to be bringing all of this information to you.
A really, really big shoe. Yes.
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not. Yes. It is a big show. We've got some cool stuff going on, some really cool interview going on this hour. What are we looking forward to here?
We do. Well, if you have, I am such a fan of Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein, and in the crunchy mommy world and everything that I cover on homegrown health, we've talked about the business of being born, more business of being born, all the celebrities who home birth and really utilize our strength in our ability really take charge of our own personal health care and make the decisions that are safest for us and the things that we feel most comfortable doing. Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein absolutely, I believe, helped change the face of our modern maternity care in America with this film. They exposed the business aspect of maternity and really has shed a lot of light on helping women empower themselves and realize the power that they have in their bodies to birth these babies. So they went on to make another documentary on breast milk. They're hitting all of these key crunchy mommy topics that I cover on Homegrown Health. So I've been riding their wave for a while. Cannabis oil came down, you know, my bandwagon. It came up my pipeline. And little did I know that they were working on a film called Weed the People. And there is so much going on in the world of cannabis, as we know, with legalization, the medical uses, everything that's happening out in Colorado, all the Cannamoms and conferences that we're going to be at, including this weekend, the Chicago Cannabis Conference. If you want to join the Robert Scott Bell Show team, please do so, chicagocannabisconference.com. And, I just want to help them get the story out about their the people that they have in the film. Ryan's joining us this hour. She is the mom to beautiful, beautiful little Sophie, who is one of the feature families in this film, and we're going to talk with her about Sophie's story, about the film, and about cannabis oil and how it is really curing and helping people with cancer.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing the number of moms and dads, too. We've had some what we like to call Canadads on the show, and it's just amazing what the CBD and THC is doing to help kids, whether we're talking about epileptic seizures, we're talking about cancer, and a host of other diseases and conditions that up until recently, people have thought the only option they had was going to the doctor and getting put on these medications or having this, you know, surgery and chemotherapy and radiation and all of these things. And they're finding more and more now that the CBD and the THC or the combination of both is just having these miraculous results. And it's really shaped, and we're seeing, you know, the conversation coming up now, whether we're talking on a small level in community or on a government level, where we're seeing more and more states are now recognizing the fact that medicinal marijuana actually does work. And so it's an exciting time right now. We're seeing a real shift of consciousness that's taking place across this country.
It truly is, and I think, you know, we can't help but think that what's going on in Colorado with the fact that they legalized everything, that that has really helped to make the American shift in our culture with the politically charged word that marijuana or hemp really is. We're bringing these conversations to the forefront in politics as well, and I just want to make sure that we can get as much information so people can truly take charge of the health and healing all from home. That's what I say on Homegrown Health. But here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours. Tracy Ryan's joining us. She's on the line right now. Her daughter, Sophie, in July of 2013, was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. And as you can imagine, as a parent, that would just absolutely cause you to go into a tailspin and trying to figure out how this happened and all of the emotions that come with that diagnosis. And she fought really hard and did a lot of research to make all of this happen. And next thing you know, she was on the phone with Abby Epstein and Ricky Lake and being filmed from the very first dose that Sophie took of the cannabis oil. Tracy Ryan, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on with you guys today.
Oh, we are thrilled to have you here, and your journey has been something that has been, you know, absolutely nothing shy of amazing. Would you mind if we played a clip before you and I get started? We want to play a clip to kind of bring our listeners up to speed about this film. Randy, can you play clip two, please?
There's a particular family that you're following in this documentary. You know, Tracy, Josh, and their baby, Sophia. What led you to this family?
So via social media, we found this baby, and she was diagnosed at 7 months old. And, you know, we're talking about this baby that has this brain tumor, and they're seeing unprecedented results with chemotherapy and cannabis at the same time.
We're going to fight till the end. We're not going to stop until this cancer is gone.
Oh, Tracy, and you're not fighting, and you're not done fighting. You've only begun.
So
tell us a little bit more about, you know, the journey and where you're going with everything now.
Well, when Sophie was diagnosed, I just had this innate feeling that there was so much more that I could do for her than just pump this poison into her tiny little body, because she's only 8.5 months old when she was diagnosed. As a mother, getting that phone call from your doctor is unlike anything you could possibly ever imagine. So I literally hit the internet and called on all the mommy groups that I was members of and asked for anyone to share any kind of information they could with me that could help me treat her with diet and holistic approaches, because there's been lots of talk for many, many years about other cures outside of chemo. And my mom just rallied around me and started sending me all kinds of information. That's how I got in touch with Ricky and Abby. One of my mommy friends knew Anna Paula, who was in the film The Business of Being Born, which was a huge success for Ricky and Abby, and that's how we got in touch with each other. And through my conversations with Abby, we decided that, you know, if Ricky and Abby are behind this, there's got to be something more to it, because at this point, over 20 people had messaged us from all over the world telling us to try it.
Wow.
Initially, as any parent of a baby, you're not, you know, even considering giving your child cannabis, because at that time it wasn't in the mass media like it is right now. I mean, now you turn on any radio show, news station, television show, there's something about cannabis on. Well, it wasn't like that a year ago.
Right.
When I found out these two women were behind it, I took notice, and I started doing even more and more research. And I literally, Tony, could not find anything negative about cannabis and its ability to kill cancer. And off we were on our journey. And what
we've been seeing
has been incredible with her, just incredible.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. What have you been seeing? I mean, she started at 7 months or 8 months with her very first dose of the cannabis oil. Can I ask, is it strictly CBD like the RSHO, or is it also combining the THC elements in it?
We absolutely combine THC with brain tumors. You have what's called CB1 and CB2 receptors that are located all throughout your body. And you have CB1 receptors that are directly behind the eyes, and THC is what triggers those CB1 receptors. CBD triggers the CB2 receptors. So when you're dealing with brain cancer, THC is the most important component, unlike with epilepsy, where you want a high CBD with next to no THC when you first start trying it out. So,
well, Tracy, that makes sense to me. Yeah, I'm sorry. That makes sense to me because it's psychoactive, right? So it does affect your neurological system.
Absolutely. It does. And when you're dealing with a child, you know, we were, just by the grace of God, getting in touch with Ricky and Abby. We were connected to some phenomenal people, at Aunt Zelda's, Mara Gordon, and her husband Stuart. And they have been experts in this field for about 8 years now and have worked with scientists and nurse oncologists to really understand how cannabis works. So they guided us very, very, very closely. Sophie was their first baby that they had ever treated. They had treated hundreds and hundreds of patients with wild success, but this was their first, like, little one. So we were very careful about how we introduced the medicine into her system and worked her up very, very slowly, because with THC, no matter what you do, there's going to be psychoactivity. When you do THC and CBD together, the CBD counteracts that psychoactivity. But the way that you have to dose the brain tumor in the research that we've done is you really need to separate the two. You need to give THC, you need to give it time to work and activate those CB1 receptors, and then a few hours later, then you give the CBD. So, you know, we worked her up very, very slowly. And the only side effect we ever saw was a little bit of sleepiness, and she was hungry, which was great because you want your kids to eat and be healthy. So, you know, she never had any negative side effects other than being a little drowsy. She never seemed tweaky or like she was seeing things or, you know, anything that you can imagine if you're on high doses of cannabis. And by doing it slowly, she built up a tolerance, and she has been one of those lucky kids that just acclimated really, really quickly to it. And then we were finally able to work her up to a gram a day, and literally the tumor looks like it's eating itself from the inside out. We're seeing, like, all kinds of necrosis, which means cell death, inside her tumor. And I have met 6 families now, which is a lot considering how rare this brain tumor is, and not a single one of those children are seeing what we're seeing with her tumor. Her tumor literally looks like somebody shot a shotgun through it. And we're seeing shrinkage on every scan, which is so incredibly rare. I mean, normally the first scan, you don't see any change. You just hope that it stops growing. And we saw shrinkage and necrosis, a lot of it. So all these parents that are finding out about Sophie are coming to me trying to do whatever they can for their kids that have, you know, an optic pathway glioma, because their kids are going blind. Every single child I've met thus far has lost vision in at least one eye, if not both, and is partially blind in the other. And they told us that was exactly what was going to happen with Sophie, that she was for sure going to lose the vision in her left eye, and her right eye would likely be impaired, and she sees better than I do. We have relieved all the pressure off those optic nerves.
Well, this is so fantastic, Tracy. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to run into a break here at the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You got
more to come with Tracy Ryan, star family in the new film Weed the People, and how you can help us spread the word about it coming up next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Robert Scott Bell Show on GCNLive.com and NaturalNewsRadio.com. The best in health talk radio lives right here, and the power to heal is yours. We're always trying to make sure we give you that information so you can make clear and educated decisions for yourself, your health, and even your children. Tracy Ryan is joining us again this segment from Weed the People, the movie, another documentary being picked up and made by Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein. She was sharing her story about her little baby Sophie and this inoperable brain tumor that she has. Before the break, she was telling us that, yes, she does do THC oil and the CBD oil, but she does them separately, and that we recognize both components of this cannabis plant are very important for health and healing, especially with brain tumors. Tracy, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much.
Now, my brain is melting. My noodle is frying over here because I have yet to really hear many parents who are using the cannabis oil or the hemp oil talk about the THC component for fear of backlash, for fear of somebody saying, oh, my gosh, you're giving your child an illegal drug. Can we dispel that a little bit and tell me what your oncologists are saying?
Yeah, my oncologist at the very beginning here in Los Angeles had been in full support of us trying an alternative method. With chemo, you have to worry about permanent damage to their organs, hearing loss, cancers later in life. There's just a lot of, luckily Sophie's chemo protocol isn't as bad as some of the kids that she goes to clinic with, but if there's an alternative, that's a natural alternative in the state of California, not every doctor supports it, but all the really big hospitals that I've encountered, not only with my child, but my friend's kids, are in support of using this plant. You know, if you think about what types of medicines they give these children for pain when they're going through chemo, they give them opiates. I've got a friend of mine whose 13-year-old little boy had to be put on methadone to be weaned off of all the opiates that he was on. And it took them months. He was treated like a heroin patient. And I say to you, if it's okay to pump opiates into a child that literally gives them side effects that could kill them, why are you so scared of cannabis that grows from the ground that God gave us, that is a plant of healing, all because there's a little bit of psychoactivity? Psychoactivity that has not been proven to hurt people. If you look at the studies and you look at what's more dangerous on the chart of illicit drugs, along with caffeine, and sugar and alcohol.
And nicotine, yeah.
And nicotine. Caffeine is more addictive and more harmful to the body than cannabis is, and has absolutely no healing qualities, as does alcohol. And alcohol, you can walk around on the street. I mean, you're not going to give that to a child, clearly, but you know, you see people walking around on the street drinking alcohol, and alcohol is more dangerous than cannabis.
I agree with that.
It's amazing how many healing qualities this plant has, and it isn't just helping kill Sophie's tumor. It's also mitigating a lot of the side effects that she has. If she's having a day where she's not eating well, which is very, very, very common in our house, we'll give her her cheat dose in the morning, which she has zero side effects to now whatsoever. She's completely acclimated to it. Then within an hour to an hour and a half, she's hungry and ready to eat versus pumping some pharmaceutical into her that we can't even pronounce what it's made up of. And it's, you know, batched together in a lab. So, you know, the way that I've always looked at the world and with the different illnesses that we have, you know, God gave us cures for these things. I truly believe that for every ailment, there is something that grows on this earth that will help that ailment heal and help our bodies heal. And for my child, the perfect answer was cannabis.
Right. Now let's do like a side by side comparison a little bit. When you gave Sophie her first dose of chemo, and you still continue to do that, what are the side effects from that you see her experiencing?
Luckily now they're not nearly as bad as they were in the beginning. They are still bad, but in the beginning it was horrific. Her vomiting and diarrhea were so bad that the first 2.5 months she was on chemo, she was hospitalized 5 times, and I was having to hang IV bags of fluid at night myself at home to keep her out of the hospital and to keep her from being dehydrated. We have to wear gloves when we change her diaper because her pee and poop has so many harsh chemicals in it that it could burn her hands.
We have
a thick layer of special medical butt paste that they have to mix together in the pharmacy. We have to coat it all over her after every diaper change, or she gets really bad rashes and burns on her bottom right now.
Oh, my gosh. Tracy, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to do another break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm just shock. I'm in absolute shock over the fact, I didn't even think about it, that her diapers could be so toxic. More with Tracy Ryan, family featured in Weed the People, the new film documentary by Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein, on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we return.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on Natural News, filling in for Robert Scott Bell today, having a very intriguing, honest, and open, vulnerable conversation with Tracy Ryan. She is featured in the new film by Ricky Lake and Abby Epstein called Weed the People. It's a documentary still in the making, and it features her little daughter, Sophie, who was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor in July of 2013 at just 7 months old. Tracy discovered the miracle workings of the cannabis plant, both and CBD oil, and we've been talking about that. Now, Tracy, we did, before the break, we were talking about the chemo and how it makes
right.
So
vapor is absolutely toxic. And you were telling me about the projectile vomiting, too. And in my natural health brain, right, I say anytime we have projectile vomiting and diarrhea, that is our body's way of telling us that we have a poison or a toxin in our body, and it's trying out as quickly as possible. And so really, Sophie's body is reacting normally to a truly abnormal medicine that's being given in her body, that modern medicine says this is what heals or helps cancer, and her body's trying to get rid of it, as is many other cancer patients' bodies. It just blows my mind that you have to wear gloves because her diapers are so toxic. It makes absolute sense at the same time.
Yeah, it's really crazy. When they go to access Sophie and put the line into her port and then hook up the chemo, we have to put, you know, they have to wear gloves and they have to put a sheet over, because if one drop were to get out of that line and onto our skin, it would literally eat right through our skin. That's how toxic it is. Our veins have a special coating on the inside of them that protects them from actually burning through our veins, but it would burn through our skin. And not to mention, Joni, her body hates the chemo so bad that she has now built up an allergy to the carboplatin. She's on carboplatin and vincristine. And twice in a row, she broke out in full body and face hives. And then the next time, with just the Benadryl treatment that they gave her before the chemo, she still continued to break out in hives. So now they're having to also give her a steroid. She has to be hooked up to heart monitors. And if she walks around the clinic, they have to follow us around with an oxygen tank in case she goes into anaphylactic shock, which means her lungs would swell and she would stop breathing.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, everything in my mommy brain screams, then why are they putting this inside the bodies of children? Everything in my mommy brain, just like, I just want to protect all these little babies. And let me ask you this question. I'm pretty sure we know the answer. Does Sophie do any of this on cannabis?
Does she do chemo on cannabis? Or does
no,
she
does she do? Does she have any of these reactions, right,
no,
when she takes cannabis
not.
Oil? Right.
She has zero side effects to the cannabis. And like I said in the beginning, she was sleepy, and that was it. And the only side effect, if you will, that she has is that it makes her hungry, and that's a wonderful, wonderful side effect for a child who has no appetite because of what chemo is doing to her little body.
Right, right. Now, let me ask this. Has anyone ever suggested CPS to you, Children and Family Services, to that they're going to take your child away, or have you ever been threatened by an oncologist or a doctor in a hospital or a medical setting? Has that happened to you at all?
Thank the Lord above, no. Los Angeles is definitely much more open-minded. What has been crazy to me is not only have the doctors welcomed it, but one of our doctors actually brought in a first and second year student to learn about Sophie's story and our treatment with cannabis so that they could go back and research it. And one of the pharmacy students that met my husband in line to get Sophie's medicine, he learned about our story, and he did his entire dissertation on us and presented it to all the other pharmacy students and the main pharmacist for the chemo clinic, and was just widely received. We've had other doctors within the hospital who were students and who were learning under head doctors who have found out about our story, because we're very, very, very open about what we're doing to all of her caregivers, because we want them to know if they're administering something like, say, anesthesia or whatever for when she has her scan, that this is something that is in her system. And we have had so much interest in the topic, and people are going back and doing so much research and coming back to us and thanking us for bringing this to their attention and wanting to know, what do we do next?
Oh, my gosh. I am so thankful for that for you, because the majority of the stories that I get, and I know that you get stories as well from other families contacting you, have been nothing shy of bullying and, you know, almost like a peeing contest between the oncologists and different doctors' opinions, all the way down to downright medically kidnapping children and continuing to force families to put them on chemo. And it's just...
Hello?
To bring the information to people.
You cut out there for a second, Joni.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I was just saying it's heart-wrenching for me as a host to be able to help or not help people, because I can't.
Right. Yeah, I've connected with a lot of mommies. We've got a group that's Mommies and I created on Facebook. That's a secret group, where called Panic Kids, that where we all have joined, and there's like over 450 members now, and we're all treating our children with cannabis, and we have experts on there, medicinal experts, growers, nurse oncologists, and people who have had a lot of success treating cancer over the years. And it's just this wonderful, beautiful group that we have all formed. And some of the stories on there are just absolutely horrifying. I mean, kids on their deathbeds begging for one last hope of using the cannabis, and these doctors saying, no, we will take your child from you, when the kid's dying. I mean, a lot of epilepsy children who are literally, you know, on their last leg, and there's been so much brain damage that if they don't do something quickly, their child is going to expire, and having to leave their home and move to other states just to get CBD. It's sad, and it's disgusting, honestly, because, you know, what irritates me and angers me the most is that the federal government has had a patent on this as a neuroprotectant for years and years and years, but yet they have it as a Schedule I narcotic, which means there's no medicinal qualities to it. And you know what? It's a lie, because they have a patent on it. And it's just,
right.
It's horrific. It breaks my heart that we're watching these kids die, and that the government isn't acting faster so that we can get more studies and clinical trials, and this can become one of the first lines of defense instead of poisoning our children. You know, the hope with chemo is that you kill the tumor before you kill the kid. And right now they're only spending 4% of all money that the government gets for cancer research on pediatrics, less than 4%, Joni, on kids. 96% goes to adults.
I mean, so what are they doing with all this cancer research money? I mean, we're talking people donate millions into the billions for this stuff.
It's going to the adults to research the adult cancers. You know, I guess that's where they think they can make all their money, and our little babies are being forgotten about. And cancer has become one of the leading causes of pediatric death in this country.
Oh, absolutely, and it's only growing. It's only growing. And in other industries, unfortunately, like the vaccine industry, children are acceptable losses. You know, the government grants immunity to these manufacturers, the pharmaceutical manufacturers and pharmaceutical companies. So even if they're, you know, when there are deaths and injury, they're not even really held responsible. Yet there's a vaccine compensation program in our government as well for vaccine injury. So it's really, there's a lot of doublespeak. There's a lot of confusion. And I just can't help but think that there's a larger agenda at stake. But our children are not acceptable losses. And that is absolutely the number one message in all of this. You have an Indiegogo campaign going on for Weed the People.
Let's
talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You know, through this journey with Ricky and Abby, I have become really great friends with these two amazing women. They're so inspirational and have just been a total godsend to our family. And my husband and I own an agency in Los Angeles called Jet Media Group, and they have hired us to run their social media campaign. So not only am I in the film, but I'm also running the campaign and helping to raise the final $100,000 we need to finish the film. And if you wanted to come to the Facebook page, we're constantly posting about our Indiegogo and giving away amazing perks and gifts. You can get a video from Sophie. You can meet Ricky and Abby. Aww. You can come to the premiere. You can get producer credits. There's all kinds of really cool things that you can get for donating. And you can find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/ Weed the People Movie. And there's, like I said, many, many links to our Indiegogo campaign. That's kind of a long link. It'd be hard for people to remember. So, you know, if you just find us on Facebook, it'll be easy to find our campaign. We would absolutely be so forever grateful for a donation, no matter how large or small. Every dollar counts that we can raise towards finishing this film, because it's a truly, truly important film. And if you watch the 8-minute trailer that we have, you'll see the quality of experts that have been interviewed, you know, doctors that are experts in not only medical cannabis, but in oncology as well, who are coming forward to speak about this plant, and then also learn about Sophie and Chico, who are two of the children that are in this movie, Sophie being my daughter and Chico being my friend Angela's daughter, who's now cancer-free, by the way.
Oh, gosh, thank goodness, because when I was watching the trailer and my children came in the room, they know what's up. We talk about this all the time, and they looked at Chico and they were like, "Mom, we just can't believe any child has to suffer like that," you know. And
oh, it's, yeah,
It's so hard to watch. It is really hard to sit back and watch every St. Jude's commercial. I am just in tears because I know the truth, and I know that you know the truth. And there's so many of us now who are really coming out with it and talking about it. I wasn't that girl who wanted to talk about cannabis oil. Are you kidding? I'm like, I'm controversial.
No.
I don't need any more. I don't need any more spotlight. Oh, Tracy.
It took us so long to come out about it. We were treating Sophie from the time she was had just turned 9 months old up until current, and we didn't come out about cannabis until March of this year, which was her second brain scan after being on chemo and cannabis, because we wanted proof that it was working. We wanted to show a big enough difference in her scans for people to say, okay, something's going on here. Because with Sophie's tumor, chemo will never make it go away. The hope and the prayer is that you arrest the development of it and you see a tiny bit of shrinkage. But what we were seeing was so much more than that. And we truly believe, Joni, that if we keep doing what we're doing, which is keeping her on a very, very strict diet, giving her the alkaline water, doing essential oils, and the main thing is giving her, you know, this beautiful plant every day, we truly believe that we're going to be able to annihilate this tumor. And the doctor,
I totally believe you.
Yeah, the doctor.
I totally believe you. Well, we've got another break. We have another break that's sneaking up on us, Tracy. We'll wrap things up with you when we come back on this break, talking with Tracy Ryan. Feature family and her little daughter Sophie's been featured using cannabis oil for healing cancer in Weed the People documentary. Stick around. Stick with us. The power to heal is yours. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com and gcnlive.com. I'm your host, Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health, also on Natural News Radio. Got any questions? Give us a call.
Give us a call at what?
Give us a call at what?
You cut out again. What's the number?
Did I forget the number? No. 866-939-2355.
There you go. I did it for you.
Don. Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Show notes are also up at robertscottbell.com. Wrapping things up with Tracy Ryan from the film Weed the People. And her little girl, Sophie, is featured on there. Tracy, I wanted to ask you about Sophie's Facebook page, Prayers for Sophie.
Correct. Yeah, we started her page literally just a few days after we found out that she got diagnosed, and it's just been incredible the amount of people around the world that have come out to support us. She's got over 23,000 fans now, literally from all four corners of the globe, and it's been such a blessing to have that outlet to go and share her daily story. I post anywhere from 1 to 3 times a day about how she's doing and you know, the beauty and the life and the spirit that this little warrior princess has inside of her. And I'd love for people to come and take a look. It's facebook.com/ prayers for Sophie, S-O-P-H-I-E.
Oh, that's a beautiful page. And I know that I'm so happy with all of the support that you guys have been getting. And know that the things that Ricky and Abby are putting out there are helping as well. I wanted to also ask you now, before we get going, how can people donate again? The Indiegogo page is...
Yeah, the easiest way to find it is to come to the Facebook page for Weed the People, because the Indiegogo link is pretty long. If you just go to facebook.com/ Weed the People Movie, we've got links that are all over the feed that link you straight to Indiegogo. Every dollar counts, you guys. We would just be so grateful for $10, $50, $500, whatever you have to spare.
Oh, it's fantastic. I was so pleased to see that even somebody donated $10,000. I mean, so you're getting donations rolling in all the time, but the film is still only about 30 to 40% finished. What are we looking at? Yeah. What is it going to take to finish the film beside money? What else are they going to be doing?
Well, they just need the $100,000, and what that goes to is hiring the film crews to continue following our family, and we're looking for other kids that we're doing some castings for right now that also have remarkable stories of healing using cannabis. And then you have to edit the film, and then you have to get it out to market. So
right.
That will cover the final. They've already raised some other money outside of the campaign. Ricky has been the biggest backer financially of this movie thus far and has put in a ton of money to get us to where we are. And, you know, these women are just incredible. They deserve all the success in the world. And this film is so important. It has such a beautiful message. And we really just, any support we can get, you know, we'd be so forever grateful and happy to get this out there and help more kids around the world heal. That's the goal.
Oh, well, saving tell me how Sophie's doing now. How is she doing?
She's doing great today. She had a rough night last night. She just had chemo on Thursday, but she's on a 3-week break now. And I'd love to ask for lots of prayers. We have our next scans on June 11th, and those will be the scans that we are praying to God show enough death that we can say, you know what, let's take a little break from this chemo and see what the cannabis can do. We just want to make sure there's, you know, she wouldn't be in any danger at all, and with a slow-growing tumor like she has, if there's enough death, I think we will get the support of the doctors to take a break so we can give our little body a rest and see if the cannabis can get rid of the rest of the tumor on its own, which would be just phenomenal.
I fully believe in her body's ability to heal, and I fully believe that she's going to do very well on that. And I will, you know, be saying thoughts and prayers Sophie's way to make sure that, you know, to hope that that happens, because
thank
I think you see the biggest miracles happen yet with just using what God gave us on this earth to heal our bodies instead of the poison. I know she's going to be feeling a lot better.
Absolutely.
Oh gosh, Tracy, thank you so much for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show with us today. This is just very near and dear to my heart, and I'm just so happy and thankful that we were able to connect.
Well, thank you for having me. It has been an honor and a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye, Joni.
All right, bye-bye. Done.
Yes.
Isn't
wow.
Isn't it pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah. What an amazing story. It makes you feel so good to see yet another success story where this plant that has just been outlawed and demonized for so long and is, you know, a Schedule I drug that supposedly has no, you know, medicinal value is curing and healing people. And, you know, good on Tracy, good on Ricky Lake for getting out there and spreading the word. And we'll be following this closely.
Yes, we will. And we're always going to bring you information like this about cancer cures and ways that you can educate yourself and empower yourself to realize that the power to heal is yours. Still got another hour left. Stick around and see what we've got to bring in next hour.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate degree in biblical studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.